So we're quickly going over the minimum that one has to pray if one is in a big, big rush. And we're going to have a class at length about this, but we'll quickly go over it. The blessing on the tzitzit, so like every mitzvah, before we perform the mitzvah, not every mitzvah, but many mitzvot, before we perform the mitzvah wearing the tzitzit, we make this blessing. If one is in a tremendous rush, he could pray without wearing tzitzit. If he wears tzitzit without the blessing, he's still performing the mitzvah, he's just missing the blessing. The blessing on tefillin, a person should make. Again, you could perform the mitzvah without making the blessing, but you really should make the blessing. And tefillin, you have to wear. It's not like tzitzit, which you didn't wear talit, you didn't wear talit, nothing wrong. But tefillin, you have to wear every day. So tefillin, you have to put on.
Both tefillin?
What?
Both tefillin?
Both tefillin, yeah. The, on the arm and on the head.
But you could put on tefillin later in the day, right?
You could if you have to, but you're not supposed to say Kriya Shema and Shmona Esrei without filling on. So preferably, being that you're going to dam Shacharis and you're going to say Shema, you should wear the tefillin when you say it. It's not right. The Gemara says it's considered like a person is saying false testimony. Here he's saying God commanded us to wear tefillin, and he himself is not wearing tefillin. So that's why in the morning, when one could, one should wear tefillin when he says Shema and when he says Shmona Esrei.
In the evening we say Shema without tefillin.
What? Because in the evening we're not supposed to wear tefillin. That's why I said in the morning when one could, therefore one should.
Okay.
In the evening you can't, because at night we don't wear tefillin, so that's why we're not obligated to wear tefillin when we say it at night, because you can't wear tefillin at night. Then we have the blessings that one makes in the morning. Those blessings were initially instituted to be said in a person's home. So if you know you're going to be in a rush, say them at home, like the original institution. Say them, you open your eyes, say Pokeach Ivrim, so long as your hands are clean. Today that we sleep in pajamas, usually our hands are clean. You get dressed, say Malbish Arumim, like the original institution, like we went through in the halacha class back when we learned it. So you could say those while you're doing your things in the morning, and that saves you time. Again, today the custom is to say it in shul, but we're talking about a man who's rushing. So if you're rushing, you could say it at home. So that brings us to Birkot HaTorah, which you could say at home. Birkot HaTorah is whenever you want to start learning. So you could say that before you even come to shul. So assume you've gotten all of those blessings out of the way. Al netilat yadayim, asher yatzar, elokai neshama. You could say all those at home. Before you put on talit, tefillin, tzitzit, those a person should say every day. Those 15 blessings, shelo asani goy, shelo asani aved, pukai achrim, all of those blessings. So you come to shul, and what you're left with is really the introduction to Shmona Esrei, which is Psukei Dezimra, starting with Baruch Shamar, at least for Ashkenazim. And Baruch Shamar is really the blessing that precedes the verses of Tehillim, which we say, which are supposed to get us in the good mood, to get us closer to God, towards the prayer. So our sages instituted that you don't just start saying verses of Tehillim, Ashrei, and everything, and then run into the blessings of Shema and Shmona Esrei. But rather, they instituted a blessing that precedes them and a blessing that follows them. And that is Baruch Shamar and Yishtabah. Those are two blessings. Baruch Shamar precedes the praises of Psukei Zimra, and Yishtabah is after them. Now, if a person is in a big rush, a person comes to shul and he sees that if he's going to say Baruch Shamar, Ashrei, and Yishtabah, he's going to miss the Tfilah B'Tzibur. He's going to miss saying with everyone Shmoneh Esrei, the quiet Shmoneh Esrei. So then a person should skip that. He shouldn't say Baruch Shamar. He shouldn't say any of the Psukei Zimra. He shouldn't say Yishtabah. He should put on his tefillin, and then he could say the blessings of Shema. He begins, the minimum is to start with the blessings of Shema. Let's say a person sees that he's going to miss Kriyat Shema. Or a person's in the army. He has a total of 4 minutes to pray. He can't make saying Baruch Shamar Ashrei Yishtabah, which is the minimum. He can't do that. So then he should skip that altogether. And he should start with the blessing of Yotzero, which is the blessing directly after Yishtabach. Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, Yotzer Or Uvorei Choshech, Oseh Shalom Uvorei Hakol, etc. That blessing and the blessing of Ahava Rabba, or for Sfarim Mabat Olam, is the blessing that precedes Shema. So you say those two blessings, Shema, and then a mit v'yatziv, and then shmona esle. And there you have your minimum. You wanted the minimum?
Before Shema?
The two blessings that precede Shema. The two blessings that come right after Baku, over here. This blessing in Varaba, but this is really at a time where a person is really pressed for time. Ideally, you should at least get the minimum of Baruch Shamar, Ashrei, and Yishtaba. And if you could, you should say Baruch Shamar, Ashrei, and then the third Halleluka, and then Yishtaba. And if you have a drop more time, then you do every other one. You do Baruch Shamar, Ashrei, the first Halleluka, the third Halleluka, and the fifth Halleluka, right after Ashrei. If you have time, you should add Mizmor L'Todah, that praise. And ideally, we should come to shul with time to pray. What a person could do, if he knows he's going to be in a rush, is put on his talis and tefillin at home and say everything until Yishtabach, including Yishtabach, at home. Now, he's not going to be allowed to say anything, he's not allowed to talk, but he'll go with his talis and tefillin to shul and he'll say from Baruch Hu with him. A person can do that. But if a person is in a rush, so now we've discussed the minimums. Obviously, a person should say Ashrei three times a day. So even if a person won't have time to say Ashrei as part of the morning prayers, he should try to see to it that he'll make up the two Ashreis in the day, because in the morning prayers we say Ashrei twice and once in Mincha. So if a person won't be able to say Ashrei, like we said, he's going to skip straight to the blessings of Shema, so he should at least make up that Ashrei, assuming he has the time to do it. If a person has time after the prayers, so directly after prayers, he should say Nefilat Apayim, what we say when we put our heads down. Our sages say that that's such a great blessing that Rabbi Eliezer, when the sages condemned him to be in solitude for arguing too much, so his wife was the sister of the Nasi. His wife was the sister of Rabban Gamliel. And she knew that he's praying alone. They put him in Nidui, he's not with all his friends. So right after Shmona Esrei, he goes down to Tachna. So every day she'd find a different excuse to stop him, to make a break between Shmona Esrei and Tachna. And one day she was delayed at the market or something, and she got home too late. And right after Shmona Esrei, he put his head down for the prayer of Tachna, and she knew she lost a relative in her family. That if he put those two together, the prayer of Tachna is so powerful when it's directly following Shmona Esrei, that she knew that once he puts his head down and she didn't break his concentration, someone died in her family. She knew, and she was right. So they just say that's exactly what happened. So that's a very powerful prayer, the prayer of Tachna. And a person should try to say it. Then we have Ashrei and Uvel Tzion and Aleinu. If you have time, you could say the Pita Maktores, Enkel Okein, etc. But the minimum is Shmona Esrei, and if you could, try to get in the Tachna. If you could, get in the Aleinu, and you should get Ashrei in three times a day. And obviously, everything is important. We're talking about situations where you have to cut things out. Any questions? Yeah.
There's also a very short version for Birkat Hamazon, yeah?
Not that I know of. If you're in a big rush, then don't say any blessing.
No, there
is a short version of the whole Shmona Esrei. If a person is in a tremendous rush where he's not going to get anything done, they give him an army 1 minute to daven Shmona Esrei. He won't get more than that 1 minute. So he says the first three verses of Shmona Esrei, the last three verses of Shmona Esrei. He starts with the first three. And then there are two versions of how to shorten the middle blessings. One is a special prayer called Havinenu, which many Siddurim have printed after the morning prayers. And that the way it works is you say the first three blessings, Baruch Hashem, Lukein Merkav Atenu, Lukein Avraham, Lukein Yitzhak, Lukein Yaakov, etc. Atak Kadosh, Shemcha Kadosh, Doshim, Cholim, Anu Tzera. Until Baruch Hashem, Akel Kadosh, the first three blessings you say normal. And then you say this one blessing of Havinenu, which is a summary of the middle blessings of Shmona Esrei. And then you end up with Retzei, and the last three blessings you say is normal. That's the shortest version. If a person sees he's not going to be able to say anything beyond that, that's the shortest version. If he has a drop more time, then a person should try to do a short version of Shmona Esrei. He says the first three blessings as usual, and then he shortens each blessing. Ata chonen adam dat, chonen mitcha de avna vaskel, boruch ta Hashem chonen adat. Ashvein avin torotecha, chzerim tshuva shema fanecha, boruch ta Hashem orotzev tshuva. Slach lanu min kichatanu, ki ketov salachta, boruch ta Hashem. He shortens each blessing. He takes out the middle sentences from each blessing. He says the first sentence, the last sentence, and the blessing. And obviously if a person has time, he says the full Shmona Esrei. So we said there are three levels. There's the level of what's called Havinenu, which we rarely find anyone doing, because hopefully you have enough time to say normal Shmona Esrei. Havinenu is, you say, the first three blessings, the blessing of Havinenu, and the last three blessings. The next level is that he says a short version of each blessing. And the final level is what we do every day. You say the full Shmona Esrei. Even if you say it quickly, you have Kavanah. The most important thing is in the first blessing to have Kavanah. Now in the winter, when we have to ask for rain, when we have to say V'ten Tal Matar, so a person should not say the prayer of Havinenu. He cannot say Havinenu in the winter. Havinenu only works in the summertime, because Havinenu has no way of incorporating a special blessing for rain. And then Motzei Shabbat also, you have to record that it's Motzei Shabbat. So if you're in a rush, you don't have that option. But you do have the middle option. You do have the option of shortening each blessing. Okay? Mm-hmm. Any questions? As far as benching, if a person is in a big rush after he's eaten a meal, so a person could bench until Al Yechasreinu. He doesn't have to say all of the Arachmas. When he'll have time, he'll make it up. But that's not critical. Once a person reaches the fourth blessing, the end of the fourth blessing, Ali Chasreinu, he doesn't have to continue. Arachmanim nochanin olam ved, Arachmanim pach Hashem ha'aretz. All the Arachmans could be cut out. If a person's in a rush to shul or something else where a person can't make it. The problem with this thing is that a lot of people are always in a rush. So then they get used to never saying the Arachmans. And that's not right, because our custom is to say all the Arachmans. So you should say it.
Some Hasidic custom is not to say Arachman.
There is a custom not to say Arachman at all, but that's not the prevalent custom. Mm. Any questions? Okay.
On other tefillah issues?
I don't know. We had said we'll do the parsha now.
It's your call. Okay,
I meant on this topic, if you have questions.
When you pray in Sibur, but you were late, and you jump in the middle, you just starting your own prayer, or you try to jump into Sibur prayer? Like, let's say you come to the shul and they daven Shmona Esrei.
So then you lost it, finished. Then at least you gain that you prayed in shul. Praying in shul is good.
You pray your own.
You have to pray your own. Yeah, you lost it. If this is the order of things, ideally you should make Shmona Esrei with the tzibur. Ideally, you should be saying the first three blessings when they're still saying their first three blessings, and that's the ideal fashion of tefillah b'tzibur. The next level is that you say Shmona Esrei when they're saying Shmona Esrei, but you're not up to the first three blessings when they are. You start your Shmona Esrei when most of the congregation is already into their Shmona Esrei or towards the end. Those are the two levels of Tefillah B'Tzibur. And the ideal part, the most important part of praying B'Tzibur, is saying Shmona Esrei with the Tzibur. Everything else is important, but it's secondary. That's the most important thing. So even if you'll have to cut down other parts of the prayer, we said you could cut out all of Psukei Zimla just in order to make Tefillah B'Tzibur, because that's an important thing. Now, if a person doesn't make that, so a person should pause, if he only could, in order to answer the Kaddish and the Kedushot, and then after the Kedusha, V'van Letzion, or later, if he can wait, he'll say his own Shmona Esrei. There's an advantage to praying in shul, even if you're not praying with the tzibur. You say that the Shekhinah is more present in shul. But you lost it. You don't have to fill out the tzibur. If a person is in a rush and he won't be able to wait, So then there is an advantage to saying your prayer together with the Chazan. Saying it, ending each blessing with him. If you're going to do that with him, so then you have to remember, there's a Yerushalmi that's quoted in Halacha, that says that just as more important than praying with the Tzibur is answering Amen to the blessing of Akela Kadosh and to the blessing of Shomei Tefillah. And the Gemara says that if the whole congregation is bowing down when they say Modim, and you don't bow down, it's as though they all want to thank God and you don't want to thank God. You're standing straight. You're not Modeh. So you should bow with them. So ideally, if you're praying with the Chazan, we say, if you end the blessing, Akela Kadosh, together with the Chazan, then that's why you don't answer Amen to it, because you don't answer Amen to a blessing you just said. If you're somewhere else in Shemoneh Esrei, so then why didn't you answer Amen? You're not allowed to answer Amen. You're in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. So why'd you put yourself in a position where you can't answer Amen? It's so important to answer Amen to Akela Kadosh and to the blessing of Shemoneh Tefillah. So we say, if you're going to have to daven Shemoneh Esrei, and you miss the Tefillah B'Tzibur, and you can't wait till they finish Chazrat Tashatz, so at least make sure that you say Kaddish with the Chazan, and by the blessing of Akela Kadosh, you should try to finish that blessing with the Chazan, and Shomei Tefillah, you should try to finish with the Chazan, and Modim, you should be with the Chazan by Modim, so you could bow with everyone else. Let's say you have a very slow Chazan, so what you could do is finish Akela Kadosh with him, that you have to do, because you want to say the Kaddish with everyone, and then you fly ahead, you finish Shemoneh Esrei, so by the time he reaches Shomei Tefillah, you could answer Amen, and when they reach Modim, you could bow with him.